How are you getting on?
Good. A big day for you.
Big day, absolutely, yeah.
So explain to everybody just what exactly the mission is that you're embarking on.
Basically, the mission is we're a group of flat earthers, a group of scientists. We're heading off to the edge of flat Earth to finally prove once and for all the Earth is flat.
When did you start to take on the opinion that the Earth wasn't round?
I suppose really from a young age, when I was about 4, actually, that's when it really started. And it kicked off when I was about 9 or 10, and then the kind of passion grew from there, you know.
So everything science, in inverted commas, tells us is that the Earth is round. And we've been presented pictures and physical examples of globes since we were small kids. So as a theoretical physicist yourself, how do you explain to people who are new to this that the Earth is flat and not round?
Our belief basically is that we live on a flat plane, not a spherical object. We don't believe in gravity. We believe we're surrounded by a giant ice wall on our flat Earth plane. I suppose as kids, the first thing you present to it is a globe. And I suppose we never question it. So we decided we'd finally prove once and for all it's flat. Now, it's causing some, I guess, consternation and huge debate, and there's a lot of media attention around it. So in a few days, hopefully, we'll prove to the world that the Earth is in fact flat.
And what's that proof going to look like?
It's going to be video footage, hopefully live streamed.
Of what? What are you expecting to find, and where exactly is the edge?
Where exactly is the edge? It's beyond the ice wall. We believe that we're surrounded by a giant ice wall.
How giant are you talking? Like, is it as high as Everest? Or
no, not quite. But we will provide spectacular footage. We intend to go beyond the ice wall.
How will you do that?
You will see in a few days. It'll be spectacular.
How do you explain pictures from space that clearly show no ice wall?
We believe a lot of those images are fabricated. We, here on Flat Earth, we don't believe NASA is real. We believe it's fabrication. We believe it's a cover to use funding for other endeavors, shall we say.
Well, I suppose I'm intrigued as to if it is a conspiracy,
and yes.
I'm genuinely trying to keep an open mind here. If it is a conspiracy, what is the purpose of fooling people into thinking that the world is a different shape?
NASA receives billions every year in funding. Now, if you can make people believe the Earth is a spherical shape, I mean, you can also make them believe in space travel and space exploration, and that's why NASA receives such large amounts of funding every year. If you can make people believe in that, there's absolutely no reason why they would question the huge amount of funding that goes towards NASA.
Yeah, but I mean, the funding towards, for example, the military complex is in the trillions rather than the billions that NASA gets. I mean, I don't understand flipping, but billions isn't a lot in, you know, if you're trying to make the whole world believe that the Earth is round, it seems that the payoff isn't really that big, a bit of money.
Well, we have other theories too. I mean, I personally believe, and our team believes, that there are certain countries that don't exist.
Oh, right.
And if you can make people believe certain countries don't exist, you'll have absolutely no problem in convincing them that the Earth is round.
So what countries do you feel don't exist?
Australia.
Doesn't exist?
Yes, absolutely. We don't believe Australia exists.
I hope not. My brother lives there.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't believe Australia exists in the way that most people think. We think it's fabrication. We think official Australia is no bigger than the landmass of Malta.
So do you think that people who, like my brother, who live in Sydney, in inverted commas, do you think that everyone in Australia thinks they live in a bigger country than they actually live in? And that
no, actually, we believe that unofficial Australia is home to actors and computer-generated personas, government agents, retired airline pilots.
So where's Dermot's brother then?
Official, more than likely off an island off South America. We believe there's three islands, one of them located off the coast of Florida. So we believe that most Australians actually live there.
But they think they're living in Australia, but in fact they don't realise. Like my
they
brother,
don't. They're in fact right. They're living along or just inside the Bermuda Triangle.
So I'm trying to get how much of this is, obviously you have a scientific background, how much of the flat earth philosophy is actually science as opposed to belief or faith?
It is science. We refer to ourselves as flat earth scientists, and we take it very seriously. I mean, round our scientists take their science very seriously. We take our science just as seriously.
Why are other things round? Why is the moon round?
Why is the moon round?
Yeah.
Well, we just believe the Earth is flat.
No, I understand that, but like, in what I mean is, if you look at through a telescope and you look at Venus and look at the other planets, they're round. Why is the Earth special?
I guess people say, you know, all these other. I mean, do we have proof of that? We cover a lot of this in our publication, actually, which will be out at the end of the month. It's called "Coming to Terms with Flat Earth," and it goes into huge detail on all this.
Okay, but can you give us like a little example of like why the other planets are round and Earth isn't?
I guess we refer to Earth as a magic carpet. It's probably the best analogy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We have always, I suppose, at the minute we accept the moon is round, but I mean, that's something we're looking at too. It's not necessarily, I guess, will I use this, fixed in stone?
Right, the sun as well, like that comes up in the morning.
It is, but I suppose we grew up with all these images that are presented to us about these things, and we accept them as fact. We here in Flat Earth, you know, we don't accept all these things as fact, and we're constantly investigating, constantly researching.
That's a good place to be. I mean, like, a lot of people thought, you know, the sun revolved around the Earth, and that was a global belief until it was proved wrong. I suppose it's just that flat earthers have been saying this for a long time but have never produced any proof.
Yeah, well, that's what we aim to do. We believe that flat Earth is stationary. In fact, the sun rotates around us.
All right.
What we believe, yes.
You know the wall of ice in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
In my head, that's what I'm picturing. Is that what you picture in your head, this vast vertical wall of ice?
Yeah, that's an image that a lot of people have, and that's where it's setting. But however, there's going to be a few surprises. We actually have footage of a mission that we went on about a year ago. We have not made it available. That's why we're so confident that in a few days' time, our footage will be spectacular, and I think will prove beyond all doubt that the Earth is flat.
And can you tell us where? I mean, I know you're flying out of London today. Where are you going to?
We are flying to our launch base. Obviously, I can't divulge that.
Right.
What do you pack for an exhibition to the edge of the world?
Let's say some unusual clothing items.
Like what? A hat?
No. There are certain suits we have to wear when we reach a certain point.
Are you going into space? You said launch site earlier on.
We have some hot air balloons.
Right.
So there's quite a bit of money behind this. So we have, I won't give the exact details, but there are some exact details, but there are some hot air balloons which we will use.
Okay. And this is going to take you over the ice wall?
The ice wall, yes.
Okay.
Why hot air balloons and not like a craft with engines?
Very good point. We were advised to do this by Lieutenant Vasquez. He's head of our expedition.
All right.
Did he give a reason?
Well, he did privately, but I can't divulge it, unfortunately.
Okay, right. Does the Bermuda Triangle have anything to do with this? Does it play into it?
Yes, it does. The flip side of Flat Earth, do you know the underside?
Right.
Okay, we believe that the Bermuda Triangle is a gateway to the flip side.
And what's on the flip side?
Well, that is the big question. We believe it's like the Garden of Eden of the top side.
Right, so a version of Earth that's better.
Untouched, absolutely, right. Yeah.
But if there's no gravity, wouldn't everybody have fallen off the underside?
Not necessarily, but we intend to produce footage of this in a few days' time. So
I hope you do.
And we believe that the potential for natural resources on the flip side is huge.
Great, we can all go in there and destroy it.
but it's huge, yeah.
Where can people follow your expedition?
We're going to set up a page called Flat Earth Expedition. It will be available on Facebook, we'll be on YouTube, but be in no doubt that you will see it. It will be, and we will inform people when we're hopefully going to live stream.
Well, we admire your confidence, but what will you do if you're wrong?
We won't be wrong, guys.
But you're going to find proof, so every scientist has to have the belief that they are either right or wrong. That's why you look for proof.
In the very unlikely event that we're wrong, we'll absolutely acknowledge it. But we believe that won't happen.
But what will that? Yeah, I mean, what will that do to you personally if this belief you have is, which is fundamental to who you are, is proven wrong in the next couple of days?
Well, I guess like any, I mean, it's a chance you take.
Yeah.
What do your family and friends think about what?
Initially, they were pretty skeptical, but a lot of them are on board now, and they're fully behind us. Yeah, and then they're supporting in any way they can.
Okay, Professor Walsh, thanks for chatting to us this morning. The very best of luck wherever you're going. I hope that it's a safe mission and you come back with the evidence and scientific content you're looking for.
Guys, thank you very much for having me.
Cheers, Des. All the best.
See you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.